Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Station, not like a temple room. For instance, Mustafa is talking with Nayan Birama, I think, which is not okay. We have to do it somewhere else. You have to make up your mind. Do you want to participate in the class? Then you can stay here. And if you want to talk with your friends, which is a good project, please do this under some nice shady trees in Fruška Goranda.
I sada trebate da se odlučite. Ako želite da razgovarate sa svojim prijateljima, to je odličan projekat i to možete da uradite ispod nekog lijepog drveta Fruške gore, ili ako želite da budete na lekciji, onda da ostanete tu.
Because during this class we will try to learn something which we don't know and which might save our spiritual life, therefore we need to be careful.
Pošto ćemo tokom ove lekcije naučiti nešto što će nam možda spasiti naš duhovni život, zbog toga treba da budemo jako pažljivi.
Is this all right?
Je li to u redu?
So when you see someone coming in who was not here for this announcement, or who is bringing the Serbian mood of talking, eating, joking, loud laughter, please encourage him to remain a natural human being, but tell him, you know, there is another space for this.
I zato bih vas zamolio, ako primijetite da neko ulazi izvana, ko nije bio ovdje za vrijeme ove obavijesti, kako donosi taj divni srbijanski duh priče, razgovora, glasnog smijeha, to je jako dobro, recite mu da ostane živo ljudsko biće, ali samo da to uradi negdje drugo.
I this is typical. I went in Brussels, everyone was in Brussels. And so Darrell, and then I went on this Air Serbia. And then the Air Serbia flight made some noise, and everyone was laughing.
Kad sam dobro sada na aerodromu, svi su bili jako ozbiljni, kad sam došla na ovu Air Srbiju, tu su svi kad su začuli taj čudni zvuk motora, svi su se počeli odmah smijati i
živjeti. I appreciate the natural spirit very much, but during the class we need to concentrate, otherwise we just in one ear, out in another ear.
Ja jako cijenim taj tu prirodnost, ali za vrijeme lekcije jako je bitno, moramo da budemo pažljivi, inače na jedno uho uđe, na drugo će da izađe.
Good. So we will something. A second thing is that I will talk in English language, and Nityananda Kari will talk a simultaneous UN qualified translation by earphones. And so those of you who are not good in English, and I speak a difficult English, please take a translation.
Dakle, ja ću govoriti na engleskom jeziku, a oni od vas koji nisu toliko vični u engleskom jeziku, tu ozadat će se desne strane, će da bude prevod koji ćete dobiti na kvalificiranom prevoditeljskom sistemu putem slušalice.
Do we need to explain how this works?
Da li potrebno da se objasni kako funkcioniše? Jer svi znate kako prevod funkcioniše.
What? Radio and so on. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in a wooden form as Jagannath. You can see him here on the altar. Now, 500 years ago, the Lord appeared in a second form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread from Jagannath Puri the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy name. He accepted many devotees through whose mouth he was teaching confidential secrets of bhakti. For instance, through Ramananda Roy, he explained the difficult understanding of rasa. Through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he gave the knowledge of what is true liberation. And through Haridas Thakur, through his mouth, he gave the understanding how to practice the chanting of the holy name in great ecstasy. Now there's someone talking in the kitchen, and you may need to inform him to talk, to either talk very softly, And he would start laughing now, like a Serbian bear. In Jagannath Puri, my dear devotees, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared like a desire tree to distribute the rarest gift which not even Brahma and Shiva had obtained. That is the rare gift of Prema Bhakti, of pure love of Krishna. One day, after bathing in the ocean, the Lord met Haridas Thakur, who was chanting under a Siddha Bakula tree. This is a tree which is amazing. It was once a toothpick which was used by Lord Jagannath. Toothpick, you know, in Belkane we have them. So, this toothpick was taken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and planted into the earth of Puri, and from it came a wonderful tree called the Siddha Bakuli tree. This is what Lord Chaitanya can do. He can make something which is dead alive. No problem for him. So he made that a shade-giving tree because he wanted Haridas Thakur to sit in the shade and have some comfort. So it is there where Haridas, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur, who had been chanting the whole day. Haridas Thakur was blissful. The Lord sat down before him and said, Haridas, tell me now a method how the living entities can be delivered from Maya in the most effective way. Now Haridas did not think himself to be a learned person. When he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to answer this very important question, how to be delivered in the age of Kali, his body started to shiver. He became white in his face. And he said, my Lord, I cannot speak on such exalted subjects, but if you make me speak, I can say something which is valuable. Your lotus feet are my only shelter. You have descended in Navadvip Dham to deliver all living entities, and now you have come here to Puri. My dear Lord, you have descended and revealed your unlimited holy name, your unlimited qualities, your unlimited blissful form, and unlimited pastimes in this material world, so that even low rascals such as I can taste them. And then he said, you are the spiritual sun, Lord Chaitanya. I am a little ray which comes from the sun. I'm your eternal servant. My greatest nectar is to serve your lotus feet, and therefore I will now speak something on the confidential secrets of chanting the holy name. Mahaprabhu came every day to Haridas Thakur, and every day he made Haridas Thakur reveal another confidential chapter about how to chant the holy names of the Lord. Now, in my little time which I have here in Serbia with all of you, I intend to speak about some of the confidential secrets which you can apply. And I will also talk about some of Lord Chaitanya's devotees who applied these secrets of chanting. And I thought, today I start with just a little make-up lecture where I will talk about crying for Krishna. When you chant the holy name, it can be very dry and boring if you have no inner connection with Krishna, like most of the younger devotees here. But if you chant the holy name and you chant in what is called sambandha, a relationship to Krishna, then you call out for Krishna, you can experience such ecstasy, my dear devotees, that all your nonsense in the heart, means all the material desires, all the bad habits and material attachments, all the offenses which you still commit, can be washed away. So to chant properly means really to cry out for Krishna. Prabhupada expressed this once. He said that chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energies to give protection to the conditioned soul. It is a spiritual call. Please protect me. This chanting is exactly like a genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. Imagine a little child crying out for the mother. This is how you need to chant. Mother Hara helps the devotees to achieve the Lord, the Father's grace. And the Lord reveals Himself to the devotees, to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. My dear devotees, there is something you need to know about you. You cannot exist as a human being without taking support from someone or something. For instance, when you walk, you can't walk in air. You have to take the support of the ground. It is also like this. As a human being, when you want to grow up nicely and healthy, you need the support and the beginning of the mother and the father. If a child doesn't have a mother and a father for support, the child will have to die. When you are older, you need the support of well-wishers, of friends. The human condition is one of working best when there is support. We can see this in some of our Croatian and Serbian devotees who have married and who were very, very useless before the marriage. Now when they found a supportive partner in their life, all of a sudden they became interested in spiritual life. I even have a disciple who, when he met his wife, he started to travel everywhere where there were spiritual problems. Before, you would never see him. Because the support of an affectionate person was just so absolutely important for him to just function in his life. And I have seen women who have divorced or who have been disappointed in their affectionate dealings with someone else, and to totally crash down from the process of Krishna consciousness. Support is very important, especially support by devotees. Without support of devotees, we are spiritually not nourished enough, and it is very difficult for us to progress on the path. And this support of a devotee, of devotees, Krishna consciousness is very attractive for us and very, very easy. Sadhu Sangha, the association of sadhus, is supporting sadhus, will help us to develop a certain matihi. Matihi means inclination, a certain inner orientation. Without the support of devotees, it's not possible for any human being to develop and to maintain his spiritual inclinations and orientations. We human beings are technically called Bhaktu. Bhaktu means someone who needs to be supported by someone else. This is how we are. Let us look at Prabhupada's example of how we have to chant. He said here, the chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and his energies to give protection to the conditioned soul. And he says, this chanting is exactly like a genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. When I was in America, just 3 weeks ago, we had a big Sadhu Sangha festival with 1,700 devotees. This was had never happened before in America. And we were chanting. Now, I was explaining something before we started the day of chanting. And in the midst of my explanation, I heard a little child starting to cry. And really loud. And then I saw one scene. The father came running to pacify the child. I give you anything. What do you want? Tell me. Just be silent, please. But when the father came, the child cried even more. Then I saw how from the front row, one woman jumped up, ran through, she basically was flying over the heads of everyone. And when she came to the child immediately was satisfied. Because the child requires one person. The mother, when it's very young, it doesn't require so much the father. It's the mother which needs to come. And you could give everything to the child when it cries to the mother. You could give him a new Ferrari. You could give him a bicycle. You could give him, these little toys which are pedagogically just correct for his age group, and he can play with. It will not work. The child needs the mother, no one else and nothing else. This support is necessary. The minute the mother is not there and leaves the room, it feels a deep sense of insecurity, no shelter, and it starts to cry again. When little children wake up in the night and their mother is not there, they are so afraid, because the mother is the only support, the only shelter. Now, when the child grows old, it doesn't feel like this any longer. Why not? You most probably, but in Serbia, people are very attached to their mother. Also, I found out, even when they are 80 years old or 60 years old, which is a good sign. At least it used to be like this when I was preaching intensely here. But usually in European countries, and also now I believe in Serbia, the child, when it grows up, is no longer so much looking for the support of the mother. It has its own life. It goes by bicycle through the forest. It goes to the university. It has its friends. It goes out in the evening for some cultural entertainment and so on. And there are many things going on. Why is the child no longer attached so much to the mother? Because it has developed other shelters. So this is the situation of us conditioned souls in the material world. In our natural constitutional position, that is the way we were meant, we were created. We are absolutely dependent on Krishna. We need Krishna. We can only exist with Krishna's presence. When Krishna is not there, we feel as if the air is not there. We have no air to breathe. We have to die. This is natural. But as we become more and more removed from Krishna, we take so many other shelters. We take shelter in our education. We take shelter in our, our money, which can give us some relief. We take shelter in our partners whom we marry, in our marriage. We become totally distracted as we grow old from this one particular shelter. This is a problem, which Prabhupada has identified as durashaya. We take ashraya or shelter in things and people who cannot give us that ultimate satisfaction. We are very much in a problem. We have separated from Krishna, almost like a finger, which has been separated from the... What an ugly example. Let us use like a branch. A branch. This is another example Prabhupada used, which is separated from the tree and which dries now out. And because we feel dry, we begin to look for other shelters than the tree, because we have to survive, we have to somehow live, we have to somehow exist. But these other so-called shelters will not really work for us. Only the tree will work for the separated branch. So in a similar way, only when we become connected with Krishna, and I don't mean in a theoretical way that we think, oh, I'm a member of the Hare Krishna movement, my job is done. No, I mean in your practical realization of Krishna, your bhakti, your tushti, tushti means your nourishment which you have, and your experience of Krishna. Only when you have bhakti, when you feel spiritual nourishment, and when you make deep experiences of Krishna, will you be satisfied. If you remain cut away from Krishna and take shelter because you feel so dry in material things, you will be disappointed. You will be frustrated. You will be like a fish outside the water who will try to be satisfied with so many other things. So therefore, chant. We must chant while taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. There's a very nice example of this, of Ajamil, an example which is explained in the Shastras. Who of you knows about Ajamil? Many. Then I will tell you something which you don't know about Ajamil, and something new, in other words. You know, when Ajamil was... Thank you, yes. problem, cold air, big problem. Ishwara Puri has made other air. He is from Ericsson. He knows hopefully how to make air. I see still some things are closed. Maybe I will give some special air instructions to Ishwara Puri, but next time it will be fresh air. So, Ajamil had been a good soul, like many of you. But he became attracted to illicit sex, and he married a fallen woman. He gave up his wife, he gave up his parents who were dependent on him, and Ajamil became a robber and a criminal. When he was 88 years or so, no, 83 years, he still was so attracted to sex life that he made a child with his lady, the prostitute. Imagine 83 years, he was still on fire. He was not like a Magaraz. Lust is so dangerous, it makes you so crazy. So, one day his wife was pregnant, she was sweating, she had not taken a bath. She heard a knock at the door. Who's there? Ma means mother. So she went to the door and she saw four very, very nice little boys who were sadhus, great souls, saintly boys, bal yogis, you say in India, children who are already yogis, for kumaras. Mother, we are hungry. So when the prostitute saw these pure souls who were shining like the sun, she said, "Oh no, no, don't come to this house. If you eat something from this house, you will suffer very much. This is not a good house. It's the house of the evil. It's the house of the murderer. It's the house of Ajamil. Ma, we are hungry. Give us some fruits. Fruits remain pure." So she remembered and gave fruits. Said, "Please, you are so good. But I'm a prostitute and my husband is a member of the mafia. You better go somewhere else." And she cried. And they said the things, "Oh, Ma, you will get a child. Yes, yes, from this rascal who's so lusty, he makes me pregnant and I have to carry the wretch in my belly," and you know, like this. He was really disturbed. "Ma, when your child is gone, call him Narayan." The boy saints took fruits and ate them. And when Ajamil came back, he noted a transformation in his lady. "Oh," said Ajamil, "you look different." Just glared at him. "I don't look different. I feel different." "Aha! You may be very brahminical today," said Ajamil. And she said, "No, I met sadhus and they blessed my child. My child will get the name Narayan." Ajamil said, I wanted to call him Tiger. No, we will call him Narayan. Oh, I kill myself. Oh, please. Narayan. No problem. So, in Ajamir's house, that house of a sinner, a boy grew up who had a name of God. And when Ajamir was overcome, when he died, it was with 88 years, if I get the numbers right, he saw his little boy playing somewhere. And you know, children have no concept of what is death. So he called, Narayan, please call. This is not how you call when you're dying. Narayan. Yes. Come here. See, you just need to shout in Serbia and everybody listens. It's so easy with you. Narayan, listened to his father, but he thought he's just calling me like he always calls me out of his attachment. So as Ajamir was chanting, Narayan, he noticed this boy will not save me. At the time of death, what can this little boy do for me? And as he chanted more, Narayan, as he chanted like this, he noted only the real Narayan can help me. And he noted, my God, I wasted my life. I was a devotee in my childhood, but I forgot about him. I forgot about the Lord. I became sinful and a wretch. This is not good. This is not... I must do something. So, as he was chanting, something happened to him. He turned away from his false shelters and took the real shelter of the Lord. And the Lord immediately responded. The Lord said, He has called my name. He is now a member of my family. It is my duty to take care of him now. So as Ajamil, because he was so sinful, as he was chanting, the messengers of death came, but the Lord had sent already his own messengers, and the Vishnu Dutas saw the Yama Dutas, the messengers of death, and just chased them away. My dear devotees, this you need to also do. You need to turn away from Durashraya, all your millions of other shelters. Maybe your Serbian mood. Your mood. How do we say mood? Osprodigenia. Rasprodigenia. Something. Mood.
What is that?
Oh, that's pretty genuine. The way you are, you take shelter in this. Your false persona, your masks, the many roles which you play, all these are durashayas, false shelter. You, every one of us, needs to come, Jai Go Jagannath, listen to this. To the situation where we forget everything else which cannot give us shelter, and we take shelter in Krishna. At that moment, when you call like that, the Lord hears it. That happened at the Sadhu Sangha Mela in America. We had a beautiful, very, very, very opulent hall. His Holiness Indradhumna Maharaj had arranged for this. And there we were, 1,600 or 700 devotees. And in the midst of this, a wonderful, concentrated atmosphere, this one little child calls. And she calls in such a way that the child wants the shelter of the mother. And immediately the mother hears it and comes right there to save the child from whatever problem was there. My dear devotees, crying for Krishna is not sentimental. You will start to cry for Krishna when you become a realist, not a sentimentalist. A realist means you begin to understand, I have turned away from Krishna and my life has become so complicated now. As a result of turning away from Krishna, I am taking on one body after the other, and my next death is already waiting for me. Do people die in Serbia? Will your mantra chanting or this and that help you? You have to take shelter. Will the doctors help you? You must become a realist. You have made a terrible mistake, my dear devotees. You have turned your back to Krishna and taken so many false roles now, so many false identities. And I have a secret for you. Krishna is always eager to hear from his devotees their sincere turning to them. He might just wait for that. Krishna is always arranging the life of his devotees in such a way that they realize my only shelter is Krishna. So the sooner they realize it, the earlier they become free from pain and illusion and frustration. So the course of our life is meant to come to this realization. I just come from Radhadesh, and I wanted to tell you about what we did there. We started a kirtan course for 3 months where the devotees can learn to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. We noticed that since 50 years our movement is talking about Krishna and how wonderful Krishna is, but now only we start to train devotees systematically how to chant the mantra and reach Krishna. So therefore we have started this kirtan course in Radhadesh. There's a kirtan academy in Mayapur, the Mayapur Kirtan Mela and other Vedas are part of this. We will now do something at the oldest Vishnu temple of the world in Angkor Wat, a huge mela. The Buddhist threw Vishnu out of that temple, and now we will do a big kirtan event there with one minister behind us, where we will draw world attention to the holy names of Krishna. Anyway, so in Radhadesh, we had this kirtan course. It was very nicely visited. There was one famous British actress. There was her husband, a businessman, then another businessman. And then one man who was maybe the biggest heroin smuggler in Germany. He himself did not take heroin, because that's what only fools do, but he became very rich. He was a criminal, in other words. But he had heard the chanting of the holy name and he wanted to change his life. So then there was a musician also, very interesting people in the Kirtan course. This musician was Muneeshwara Hari, very good musician, guitarist and now a sitar player. So I asked them to perform a little, to explain the offenses to the holy name, which block the son of the holy name, or keep the son of the holy name from manifesting. And these offenses, which you all know about, are like clouds and like fog, so that you can't really experience Krishna when you chant his holy name. So this group, one group I asked to talk about the last offenses, that means to remain attached to your material life even after you have heard about Krishna, and remain captured in the wrong concepts of I and mine. And I said to them, you can talk about these offenses, but you have to talk about the offense, you have to talk about the remedy. A remedy means how you cure it. And you have to explain to the whole group, how you can apply the teachings in your own life. So this was the task, and this last group did a wonderful presentation, and it was so wonderful that we decided to have the same presentation in the Radhadesh community in the evening. Everyone came at the temple, and this group gave a presentation. And my dear devotees, at the end of the presentation, everyone was crying, at least those from the Balkans who are in Radhadesh, because it was just so touching. And do you know what they play? Can I tell you the sketch? No?
Yes!
You may just... So it was like this. You see three actors moving on the stage, and each one has a mobile phone and talks. Then all of a sudden they notice, my God, you are Domini! Wow! You are Muneeshwara Hari! Wow! You are Rishabha! Wow! Remember 10 years ago we were Radhadesh for the Kirtan course. Yeah. There was this teacher with a German accent. He was a wild guy. But it was okay. So they were talking like this. And then they said, hey, what are you doing now? And Dominique said, well, I have a huge chain of restaurants. And the musician said, well, I just arranged a concert for the Rolling Stones in Paris. I have 20 Ferraris now, and I'm just now divorcing from my third wife and marrying my fourth wife. Do you want to see them? They look really agitating. Here, you can see them. And so on. And so they were talking. And then there was this one man who said, oh, I remember you so much from the Kirtan course. Why don't we spend some time together? My house is just around the corner. No, said the man with the restaurant. I have to go. I have my next flight. Talk with my secretary if you want to meet me. No, says this devotee, Rishabha, you come to my house. We were 10 years back in the Kirtan course. It's like reunion, you know, reunion. I have to just divorce my fourth wife, says the other musician. You don't have time. But anyways, Rishabha invites his two friends who were with him 10 years ago and who are now very attached to his house. And they ask, "Oh, it's very simple, your house, huh? You did make a lot of money. Where can we sit down?" And Rishabha said, "Please sit down on the floor." "Really? Okay, what happened to you?" "Yeah, I did business, but then there was the Spanish economic crisis and I lost all my money. And now I have nothing, but it was good for me. Now I chant every morning the Hare Krishna mantra, and in the evening before I go to bed, I read Hari Nam Chintamani. And I have even printed with my last euros a version of Hari Nam Chintamani, and I'm distributing it." "Wow, you're really naive," the magician and the restaurant man. No, says Rishabha. "I feel great bliss, and I invited you today to just let us remember the times." "Oh," says Domi. "Do you have something to drink? Here's some whiskey on the rocks." "No," says Rishabha, "I only have mama water." "No, he's poor. He lost all the money in the name of his business." So they drink. And then Rishabha says, "Guys," this is how you say in English, "people, we were 10 years together in this kirtan course. Why don't we sing together Hare Krishna?" "Wow, that's really a pious idea," says Dominique. But then they sing together, and as they sing, something happens. The musician who just comes from Paris, from a big event, is the first one who feels it. He feels that his heart had become so much blind to Krishna consciousness. He feels how the attachments to I and mine, his whole illusory life, has just come around him, and he just cannot. And he was totally separated from Krishna consciousness. And this actor played so nice that, as I said, all the devotees who saw this started to be moved. He sang. And his face showed that I'm not an actor, how there was some deep emotion changing in him. And then he found out, oh yes, he started to cry. "I gave up the most valuable things. I gave up my spiritual life. And I became just so absolutely superficial, such a poor person, so much an illusion. Please, do something. Can I stay with you, Rishabha, for 1 week, and just we can chant and hope that everything else comes back again to me?" And Rishabha says yes. And it was like this, and it ended on a very positive note. So, my dear devotees, theater play showed how they had also taken Durasharya, shelter and false things, and as a result they became so much covered by Maya so that they could not really relish Krishna consciousness any longer. So I really want to inspire you while you're here at the Serbian camp, learn one little technique which is more valuable than meeting your friends, eating these unhealthy pizzas, getting up late, and just living your compromised life. You should learn a technique to cry. Sakrishnu. For Krishna. You should enrich your life with some eagerness to again take full shelter in Krishna. Why not? You should wake up from the dream of a compromised life and become a sincere Vaishnava and Vaishnava.
clarify your vision.
Realize what Krishna wants to give you. Compare Krishna's gifts, which he has given to you, which you have not yet packed out. Compare them to what the world has to offer to you, and you will see the world has nothing to offer to you in comparison. You know, when I have birthday, the devotees are so kind to me. They know I have remained a little child, and they give me so many presents. And now, this is so many months after the birthday, I still have 10 presents which I have not packed out, because you can only pack out one present a day, you know, otherwise you don't value the present very nicely. So Krishna has given each one of you, Bhakti Granta, so many presents, and you still need to pack them out. They are lying fully packed in your house, Bhakti Granta. There is love which waits for you to be unpacked. There's ecstasy which waits for you. There is steadiness in Krishna consciousness, where you will not be disturbed by whatever happens. There is freedom from the torture of material desires waiting for you. All these are presents which the Lord put with you, which He gave to you, which are waiting in your room to be opened by you. And this simple technique to cry for Krishna. Like it says, "Oh Hari, bind me to the boat of your feet. Take me to your feet. How can I cross the ocean of material life if I give up your feet? Not possible." And my dear devotees, do you know this? One thing, when you come together in a group like you do now, you can do something which is called group petition. This is maybe a difficult word. How do we say group petition? Grupska petitionski. You know, Gruppa Petitia. Yes. Petitia. Yes. Gruppa Petitia. You can do this. Krishna will hear you more when you chant with many devotees. Krishna will hear more. When devotees come together in a group and pray to Krishna, Krishna answers. This is what Lord Chaitanya, when he appeared, did. He brought the devotees together in Srivasangam, the house of Srivas Thakur, and together they inaugurated, means they started the Sankirtan movement. Sang means together, a group petition. So that Krishna hears the chanting of the devotees. Tomorrow we have such an opportunity. We will chant, we will have Ratha Yatra. Do I get mixed up with the time? Or tomorrow, no? Tomorrow we can all sing together in a group. We can dance together until we are intoxicated with Krishna consciousness. We can do this. We can laugh together in the holy name. And we can do something. We can produce a sound vibration which will really call Krishna. This was my first lecture. It was very simple. But I wanted to make a very simple point. Learning the art of, it's called eagerness. Rupa Goswami says, if there is one price to be paid to get Krishna consciousness, if there is a price, it's eagerness. How do we say eagerness, please?
Jude.
Yes, this verb. That is the price. And this you can only learn in the association of devotees, my dear devotees. You don't learn it in an Air Serbia flight from Brussels to Belgrade. People don't cry for Krishna, but for other things. You can only learn it with devotees. Therefore, I request you to make this summer camp something which will enliven you in your Krishna consciousness, which makes a difference. This is not just some social event, but it is a deeply rewarding spiritual event. I want to just chant for 5 minutes and then I will see if there are any questions. Where is the harmonium player? So whatever you have understood from this lecture, if there is something which struck your attention, please apply it now immediately in kirtan. Try to chant like a child calls for the mother. I request you to turn towards the altar. Try to bring some emotion to your chanting, some connection to Krishna. Or if that is too difficult, then just try to be with the chanting and not with something else. Hare Krishna. Another tone louder, listen deeper.
Hare Krishna.
Listening. Do you have any questions regarding this, what you have heard? Yes, one question. Yes, second question. Yes, please ask your question.
My question is, can you give us some practical advice? We are here now among devotees, and it's much easier to get attached to Krishna, get closer to Krishna. But the real situation, we go back.
Yes.
We go to work. We do so many things. Our mind gets attached to so many things. And can you give us some practical advice how to get always attached to Krishna, get closer to Krishna as we are here right now? Is it service for Krishna or something?
I would like to say two things. You were doing excellently up to now. Please, only 10 more minutes, you can do it. The quality of the association which you take here will determine how long and how much you will be inspired when you don't have this particular association. You work or you go to university and so on. go deep now. You're now here. Have good association with devotees here and touch what is essential, something which is alive in you, something which is spiritual, and that will help you to maintain it a little bit, maintain it longer outside. See, I have a secret for you. There is no future and there is no past. All what you always only have is this moment. Now you have this moment. There will be a time, let us call it on your wristwatch, 12 o'clock in the night, you will have this moment. It's always only this moment. When we are too much thinking of plans for the future and what has hurt us in the past and so on, we live in the present, we live in the prison of the future and the prison of the past. You have to learn to be now here. And, but yes, from another perspective, there are things which you can do to maintain the level of Krishna consciousness which you attain here. And I wanted to give one lecture on this. Will you be here all the summer camp? Unfortunately not. Then I will tell you something here. Prabhupada was addressing this point, how to maintain our enthusiasm, he said like this. And enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness comes by a combination of a few things. Basically, you must avoid, like hell, anything which is in the mode of ignorance and passion. Very difficult in practical life. I know. We teach this in the Vedic way, how to live sattvically. It would be the most amazing seminar for the devotees in Serbia. You would not believe what you hear. That sattvic life, you know, where you avoid stress, where you avoid those things which bring distress, where you balance your energy which you have in this life wisely by not doing too much effort and also not too much relaxation, but by keeping a curve in your life. Listen to this, it's a new concept. A curve means you will make an effort and after some time you will relax. That you will make an effort, you will relax. Like Krishna says in the Gita, someone who is moderate in eating, he doesn't eat too much, he doesn't sleep too much, too little, he doesn't work too much, he doesn't work too little. It's always, you have to keep this energy. The dance of the of living in this world means the dance of living in sattva, you're balancing the two poles, effort and relaxation. When you have too much effort, you will get in stress. When you have too much relaxation, you will get into a distress or tamago. That helps you. Enthusiasm is a sattvic quality of the of psychology which you need. Now this is a material help which I gave, but more important than that will be, according to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, to have something which nourishes you regularly. You need to nourish your enthusiasm regularly. And I would like to suggest a revolutionary idea. Why not become an expert in kirtan? Get a harmonium and sing at home. Kirtan, as much as possible, according to your favorite melodies. You will see, Maya will not visit the house of a chanter. It's an amazing program. It's an amazing project. This is how Krishna consciousness in this time will spread through the chanting of Moranam, my name, Lord Chaitanya said, the holy names, you know. So if you learn to do it nicely, you could maybe go to Radhadesh, become an expert, or better, even in Mayapur, there are beautiful kirtan courses. You could learn literature, learn it systematically. You could buy good books which are available and become a chanter. Wow! Break on through to the money, you know. This would be a revolutionary idea. And sing and dance in your house. Why not? Why be boring? Yes, I'm serious. This is an ecstatic movement. It is meant to be like this. It's not a depressed movement. That's not the idea, at least. Good, yeah. There was one more question, Murari Chaitanya. I'm sorry, Madhva Muni, I'm making everyone sweat. Maybe what we can do is we can, for tomorrow, place the seat different so that we can have this door open so that there's a nice cool wind moving through the over the Serbian, over the bodies of the Vaishnavas and cooling their sweat from their brows. That would be a good idea. Murari Chaitanya, what is your question?
Yes, to ask it after such a nice surprise for this devotee and the microphone.
I feel it would be bad to ask this question after such a beautiful answer to this devotee, and in conclusion you gave such a beautiful and inspiring advice to us. But you said that a complicated life starts when we turn away from Krishna, as we all feel in witnessing in our lives. But sometimes some devotees, also myself, feel that when we chant, we are also getting some difficult situations, even, like we say, purification. So I just want you maybe to clarify, is it really like that? Is it the case that we are, because what is going on is that we are scared to chant. I'm hearing such a statement. I'm afraid to chant because now all my material life will be attacked or be, you understand. So I want to ask, is it really like this that our material expectations versus chanting and purifying the eyes pulled like that? Is it really the case? Expectations versus yeah, this chanting. Please help us to understand it properly and inspire us to overcome it.
You have heard this and the devotees say, oh my God, if I start now spiritual life, I'm calling the devil and he will burn me. You know? A new concept. You don't call the devil when you chant, you call Krishna. And you think, well, now the purification starts. But you know, only ISKCON says purification is, you know, when someone loses his foot in a car accident, we say purification problem. I don't think this has anything with purification, this is just an accident. But karmic reactions come, you know. We have called it like this because we are a distinct religious group with a certain concepts which are not always correct. What does happen when you chant? You see more clearly the illusion in which you are. And that causes an initial grief. Initial, it's a beginning grief. But very quickly, I mean, Murai Chaitanya, the devotee who says like this says, I can enjoy an illusion, but when the illusion is gone, then I can't enjoy any longer. Leave me, please, in my illusion. But what this devotee has, he has illusory enjoyments. That is the problem. Now, it is not true that Krishna, you know, when you call Krishna, he will come and he will take your hardcore CDs away out of your music shelf. Say you are attached to hardcore music, and I know you are not, but you know. It's not like this that Krishna will deal with you in a way which is not beneficial to you. In fact, it is said, akama savakama bhava. If you have material desires, or if you have no material desires, or you want just liberation, you should worship the Lord. Even for material desires, there are many, many, many. And this is not our process, but it's wrong to say that the Lord will insensitively destroy your life. He only does that if you are very dear, 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 dear devotee, and you are totally lost. Then he will do this. Normally, the Lord takes the soft way because no one would come to him like this. This was, you know, Narada Muni came once to the Pandavas and said, oh, you Pandavas are the best devotees. And Yudhishthira and Arjuna said, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Because in our case, they are very dear, 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 dear Bhagavad devotees. We had to go to the forest. There was a war. And people would think, my God, if I become Krishna's devotee, I will also become poor, I will have to go to exile, and then there will be war. We don't want that this wrong impression is given to the world. Therefore, we are not good devotees because we spoil the purpose of the Lord. The Lord is very attractive, very generous, very kind. He's like a good doctor who knows what we need. When something goes wrong in your life, it's often your own karma which you have created. But if you are still afraid, tell the devotees. They can say, my Lord, please, I'm begging you for one thing. Please give me attachments to your lotus feet. This is a bona fide prayer by Rupa Goswami. It's not a speculation. You don't have to say, please let me lose my foot in an accident. I'm giving a very clear example. Please, to express it positively. You may feel you're still attached to this and to that and the other thing. So you may think, oh, the Lord will take these attachments to me for me because they are not good for me. I know it, but I'm like a drinker who knows it's not good to drink, but I can't give it up. So do like this, Murari Chaitanya. Pray to the Lord, please give me engagement in your devotional service. Please let me love you. And by this you will automatically give up the lower desires. This is what the Lord says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, my devotee comes to me with material desires. But I know it's not good to him for, for him. My devotee is like a child who wants to eat dirt. It is bad for the child. But I will fulfill the desire of the devotees, but in such a way that he will lose his material desires and at the end only one another. And I believe that is really the experience of all genuine devotees. They start with so many material desires. I wanted to play with the Rolling Stones on the stage. That was my material desire. I thought 5 years back the course, and then I go back. I had all these desires. And things are going away. Still, there's something, some things that I'm not a pure devotee at this stage of my spiritual life, but I see. So, gently, don't be afraid of Krishna, that you're calling Lucifer, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then he comes with the spear. You're calling God, the total opposite, who is a gentleman, who is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, not the enemy. You may say, but there are so many devotees. Look at this Mataji. Her husband divorced from her. Well, is that really because of Krishna, or is it because of the relationship? But then, if Krishna would have loved that Mataji, he would have saved that marriage. It's unfair. Look at the little suffering of the child. Sometimes devotees say that. But this happens anyways. So many people divorce. In Germany, we are now at 75%, and we are very closely approaching 80%. This is just the human nature. And maybe we need to be a little honest and understand we are maybe not so special as we would like to be. We only have a very special chance. Maybe it's time to understand we are ordinary Osavas, but we have a very wonderful chance. That makes us obviously extraordinary. The chance. And as much as we take that chance, in that degree we will be successful. Now I hope that you don't feel all by asking Sachinanda Swami a question. My God, it's like throwing dynamite into a volcano, so uncomfortable. No, I'm trying to speak clearly because we are here in the Balkan areas. We need it very clear so that we can see very clearly what is the idea. Good. We have now our Pujari Maharaj waiting, our deities waiting. We will end the class here. There is Marga Muni.